Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Sita Devi Mataji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 1st Chapter, 32 verse. Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Mataji, for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. We are very fortunate to have you on the call, Mataji. I now hand over the call to you. Please take over. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, everyone. I'm very grateful for this opportunity to speak on this beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. We will start with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udiraye Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati ruttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki om ajnana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I will chant the verse now. Reading from Canto 7, Chapter 1, Text 32. Katamopi navena syat panchanam purusham prati tasmat kena pyupayena mana krishne niveshayat katamopi navena syat panchanam purusham prati tasmat kena pyupayena Mana Krishne Niveshaya Yet Katamopi Navena Syat Panchanam Purusham Prati Tasmat Kenapya Upayena Mana Krishne Niveshayet. Anybody would like to chant?
Katamo apina venatya panchananam purusham prati tasmat kenapi upayena mana krishne niveseyat.
Vaishnavis, anybody would like to chant?
Katamopi navena syat panchanam purusham prati asmakena pupayena mana krishne niveshayat.
Thank you. Katama api, anyone. Na, not. Vena, the atheistic king Vena, Syat would adopt Panchanam of the five previously mentioned, Purusham, the supreme personality of Godhead, Prati in regard to, Tasmat, therefore, Kenapi, by any, Upayena means Mana, the mind, Krishne in Krishna, Niveshayet, one should fix. Translation. Somehow or other, one must consider the form of Krishna very seriously. Then, by one of the five different processes mentioned above, one can return home back to Godhead. Atheists like King Vena, however, being unable to think of Krishna's form in any of these five ways, cannot attain salvation. Therefore, one must somehow think of Krishna, whether in a friendly way or inimically. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Impersonalists and atheists always try to circumvent the form of Krishna. Great politicians and philosophers of the modern age even try to banish Krishna from Bhagavad Gita. Consequently, for them, there is no salvation. But Krishna's enemies think, here is Krishna, my enemy. I have to kill him. They think of Krishna in his actual form, and thus they attain salvation. Devotees, therefore, who constantly think of Krishna's form are certainly liberated. The only business of the Mayavadi atheist is to make Krishna formless. And consequently, because of this severe offense at the lotus feet of Krishna, they cannot expect salvation. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, in this connection, Tena Shishupaladi Bhinna Pratikula Bhavam Didisur Yena Iva Narakam Yatiti Bhava. Except for Shishupal, those who go against the regulative principles cannot attain salvation and are surely destined for hellish life. The regulative principle is that one must always think of Krishna, whether as a friend or enemy. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Whoever can please keep their videos on, I will really appreciate that. So this verse comes in this chapter, chapter 1, canto 7. And the title of this chapter is The Supreme Lord is Equal to Everyone. So in the previous verse, we are seeing how it is being told to King Yudhishthir that there are five ways, five great devotees who have perfected their lives, you know. And the examples that have been given are of the gopis, how they perfected their life just by dovetailing their lusty desires in the service of the Lord. And the second example is how Kamsa, out of fear, he got liberation. And Shishupal, by his envious nature, by his intense envious feelings towards Krishna, he also attained liberation. And the example of Yadus, how just by their family affection for Krishna and their connection to Krishna through the family, they perfected, all of them were liberated. And the example of Pandavas is also given, how just by their friendship and by their affection for Krishna, they attain liberation. And lastly, the general devotees, by devotional service, we can also obtain the mercy of Krishna. So the Shastras say, in this purport, Prabhupada is saying that the form of Krishna, how important it is, that the personal form of Krishna, this is the path of bhakti where we focus our attention, focus our devotion on the beautiful form, qualities, pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Whereas, on the contrary, we see Srila Prabhupada is explaining how the impersonalists and the atheists, their whole aim is to completely negate the form of the Lord, or they don't want to focus on the form of the Lord. In fact, the whole aim of the atheists, we can really see, is that even from Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna is the Supreme Lord and he is actually speaking, but still they want to give some interpretation and try to say that it is not actually Krishna, but it is some other higher power or energy within that is speaking. So they give these kind of interpretations because they do not want to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this verse, you know, it is very clearly spoken here that somehow or the other, one must consider the form of Krishna very, very seriously. We should not try to think that we can circumvent or ignore or, you know, not focus on the personal form of the Lord. Because yena kena prakarena, somehow or the other, we see by the examples of these five examples that we just spoke about, somehow or the other, they completely focus their minds and attention on the form of the Lord. Whether it was out of love, like how we see in the gopis and the devotees and Pandavas, or a contrary emotion of that is fear, hatred, envy, like Kamsa and Shishupal. We may think from our point of view that, oh, they are so demoniac. Kamsa was so demoniac. Shishupal is so demoniac. But in this verse, we can clearly see that even though they focus their attention, their emotions were completely negative towards the Supreme Lord. But one thing you can understand is that they completely focused on the form of Lord Krishna. And their intense negative emotions were directed towards Lord Krishna. So what do we see by that? That even though they were, you know, inimical towards the Lord, still, they attained the highest perfection of the Lord, of any devotee can ever, you know, expect. I mean, at least we common devotees who are practicing Krishna consciousness, we are still trying to be in this path of bhakti. We are not perfected our life. So these great demoniac people like Kamsa, Shishupal, they have still perfected their lives because even though they were inimical, they completely focused their attention on the Supreme Lord. So they do not accept the... But impersonalists, on the other hand, they do not receive this mercy of the Lord. Why? Because they are trying to remove the... They are trying to circumvent and or avoid the form of the Lord, or trying to, they are trying to negate the existence of the Lord. And that is like the biggest, that is the worst kind of offense that we can ever think of. And this is what is written here, that that because of this severe offense at the lotus feet of Krishna, they cannot expect salvation. They cannot get liberation from the cycle of birth and death. So, who is then qualified to get the mercy of the Lord? We see that even such demons have got liberation, because that is the nature of Lord Krishna, that he is so merciful. The example that we can see is that of what to speak of just human beings, even animals have received the mercy of Lord Krishna. So in the eyes of Krishna, who is qualified to get bhakti? If you go to see, the Lord is equal to everyone. This chapter is titled, The Supreme Lord is Equal to Everyone. It is not that only one person can have a monopoly on the path of bhakti. It is completely in the hands of Krishna, whom he wants to bestow his mercy on. So bhakti is the art of the heart. It is something which every living entity who has a heart and who can develop this loving relationship with Krishna and can develop these feelings towards Krishna can take to this path, and the Lord will definitely reciprocate. So why? Because in our standards, in our understanding, we think that people who are loving towards us, we reciprocate with love. Whereas people who are hating us or are inimical towards us, we also are unable to develop love for them. Or rather, we also feel inimical towards the enemies. So this is how we are in this material world. But unlike that, the Supreme Lord is so merciful, so pure. He is so beyond the modes of material nature that he is equal to everyone. He does not judge according to what kind of emotions you are conveying towards him. And the fact of the matter is that even devotees who came with the intention of killing Krishna, example of Putana, her whole intention was to destroy Krishna, and she came with this most deadly poison put on her breast to feed him milk. But what do we see? How did Krishna liberated Putana? By not only just sucking out the poison, first taking out all the negativity from her, and then he sucked out her life air. And not only that, he gave her liberation, and it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a beautiful verse which describes, aho bakiyam stanakala kutam chigam shayapayayat apya sadvi. So this verse describes that after Lord Krishna liberated Putana, he gave her the position of his nurse in the spiritual world. Can you imagine that somebody who has come to kill Krishna, he gave her so much love and so much, he purified her of all the negative intentions that she had of killing Krishna, and just took that pure feeling that she had, that pure emotion of feeding him milk as a baby, and gave her the position of the nurse. So in this example, we see Krishna does not see the externals. For him, it does not matter whether you are focusing him with love or we are focusing him with negativity and hatred and anger and envy or fear in the case of Kamsa. What actually matters is how seriously are these devotees focusing their attention on Krishna. That is what matters. So in this verse, it is clearly said that what matters is that we need to focus our attention on Krishna. Now we, in our day-to-day life, we are very, very ordinary people. working, going to, you know, schools, studying, doing our different duties as housewives and as working people. How can we, what lesson can we take from this verse, you know? And the lesson that I felt very, very, which comes through very, very, in a very simple way, is how Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you know, that just focus your attention on me. Krishna is giving this message very clearly in Bhagavad Gita. Just engage your mind in me. Man manabhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskaru. Mam evashyasi satyam te prati jani priyosini. So he is just telling us, just focus your mind on me. Somehow or the other. And this verse, man manabhava, is repeated twice in Bhagavad Gita. So you can clearly understand the importance of this verse. And how can we do that? You know, how can we do that in our day-to-day life? I think it's a very, very simple, practical way that the acharyas have given us, that we begin our day with the chanting of the holy names. That itself is a way how we can focus our attention, our minds, you know, in a serious way in the chanting of the holy names, the sound vibration. And as we already know that in this age of Kali Yuga, Krishna is there in his holy name. He is present there in his holy name. So when we focus our minds on the holy name by hearing every morning the chanting, gradually we are learning how to engage our mind in constant remembrance of Krishna. And then Krishna gives us very simple, practical ways through Bhagavad Gita, where he says, I am the taste of water. I am present in the form of prasad. And everyone has to eat and drink. So when we eat prasad, we are naturally just associating with Krishna. So in these simple ways, we can gradually, every step of our life, every moment of our life, if we focus our attention and bring it back every time to Krishna and bring Krishna in the center of our lives, then we'll see that this verse, you know, will become more and more practical in our lives. So in this verse, Krishna says that he gives us that assurance that if we just, yena kena prakarena, if you see all the Vedic scriptures, they speak only one thing. Always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. These are the two simple instructions that all the scriptures, they point towards that. So if we just try to focus on this and somehow, you know, try to put into practice the last line, mana Krishna niveshaye, somehow or the other, bring our minds and attentions back to Krishna and invest, put that, fix our mind and attention. Niveshayet means one should fix. So it's nothing but a lifetime of practice. And we are all doing that. The fact that we are meeting every morning, you know, your bhakti japa sangha is doing this since so many years. Is meeting every morning, chanting together and discussing Srimad Bhagavatam together. This is such a beautiful sangha where we are helping each other to somehow or the other start the day by remembering Krishna, focusing our minds on Krishna. And that is the path of bhakti, where we help each other to progress in this path. And the only way is by always remembering Krishna and never forgetting Krishna. And it doesn't matter whether you are, in this verse, they are emphasizing that, you know, it doesn't matter whether you do it in a friendly way or an inimical way, but don't do it in the way of like how the atheist kings like Vena and many other impersonalists who try to negate the existence of the Lord. You know, the Lord is so sweet. He says, you can love me or you can hate me, but don't ignore me. You know, that's the message that Krishna is giving. And that's such a sweet message, you know. And you can see that, you know, by that is that Lord Krishna is a very, very, you know, he's a personal God. He wants this direct loving reciprocation from us. So, and it's just like any other person, you know, that you love me or you hate me, but you don't ignore me. Don't try to, you know, cut me out of your life. So that is such a sweet message that I'm getting from this verse, that the Lord is so merciful. And you can see how he is, you know, so, even though there may be so many disqualifications, there are so many examples in Bhagavatam where he has given bhakti to the most unqualified of all people who have, see, we all may not be great devotees. We are all doing our best to our limited capacities, you know, but we see in the Shastras how the Lord has always given that opportunity to, whether he is a scholar or whether he is a brahmana or whether he is an animal, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, the bhakti is available for everyone. And it does not matter the external body, which country you belong, which race you belong, even which species you belong to. So the example is, you know, of Garuda. He is an eagle. And of all the birds, you know, eagles are not, you know, or bird. And there is Jatayu, who was a vulture. So they are not considered like the most beautiful or the best of the birds. But Jatayu, even though he was a vulture, I mean, Lord Ram personally did his last rites because he was so grateful that he offered, you know, service to the Lord Ram when he needed it the most. And Garuda, he made him his own carrier. And then we have the example of an elephant like Gajendra, who received the mercy of the Lord. Now, in this pastime of Gajendra, if you see Gajendra, who was an elephant, and just the last moments of his life, he offered his bhakti to Krishna. And he received the mercy of the Lord in such an amazing way that instantly, that moment, he left Vaikuntha and came down. And with his chakra, he killed the crocodile. So even the crocodile, who was actually inimical to the Lord, was actually demoniac and trying to kill Gajendra, even he received liberation. So in this pastime, you see that both Gajendra and the crocodile, both were liberated by the Lord. So it doesn't matter. So in because the Lord is transcendental, he does not hold it against anybody. He loves everyone equally. Then the example is of Prahlad Maharaj. Though he was born in a demoniac family, he was given the position of the best devotee of the Lord. And he also liberated Hiranyakashipu, who, though he was so demoniac, he was torturing Prahlad in so many different ways, but he received the mercy of the Lord only because of Prahlad Maharaj. Because Prahlad Maharaj begged the Lord that please forgive Hiranyakashipu and give him your mercy. And the Lord just immediately forgave and liberated Hiranyakashipu. And then we have examples of devotees such as Shabari and Guha. They were born in tribal in a so-called race which was not really given any importance, but because of their devotion to the Lord, the level of devotion, their focus on serving Lord Krishna, the intensity of serving Lord Krishna was so great that Krishna, that Lord Ram embraced their bhakti and, you know, gave them his mercy but in the form of his association. And the last but not the least is a beautiful example of a demon like Vritrasur. So externally you may see him as a demon, you know, his body was grotesque like a demon, but at the last moments of his life he proved that how, you know, because of his pure devotion to the Lord and because of his complete focus towards the Lord, he attained something which was more higher than what Indra got, and that was the devotion and the liberation and the mercy of the Lord. So thus we see by all these examples that the Supreme Lord is transcendental. He is beyond the three modes of material nature. And he is not like an ordinary living entity like us, who are, we judge people according to how they treat us. We are, because we are so limited, we, our emotions are such that we are not able to see the good. We only see the external, unfortunately. You know, but as devotees of the Lord, you know, we can learn from this example of the Lord, the Supreme Lord, how he is, he does not treat people according to the external. He does not see people from outside and judge people on the outside. Because whether it's you know, positive or negative, he goes beyond that and tries to see what is the good in that person and uses that good quality, you know, in, and appreciates that quality and reciprocates with that quality. And I think as Vaishnavas or those who are trying to be in the path of bhakti, this is one quality which we need to really aspire to develop. And I know that we cannot immediately become like that, but we can always have that consciousness that Krishna wants me to be like that because he is like that. Krishna wants me to be able to give bhakti to everyone and not think that bhakti is a monopoly of one group of people or somebody who's born in a very high caste, or it is belonging to only this group of people or only this group who are born in India, the blessed people who are, who deserve bhakti. No, bhakti is for everyone. There's no one race, no one species, no one person who can say that they have the monopoly over bhakti. Krishna is the only one who can decide whom he wants to give bhakti to. And who are we to stop? Who are you and me to stop that? We are just mediums. We are just instruments in the hands of Krishna. So who are we to decide that bhakti belongs, whom we can give bhakti to? So everyone deserves to get this process of bhakti, this path of bhakti. Anyone can be a devotee. Anyone who has some loving emotions or feelings towards the Lord, whatever they want to offer, you know, everyone is welcome. And we are the ones who are just there to facilitate them. We are not there to decide. We are here to just facilitate everyone in this path of bhakti. And as devotees of Krishna, this is the service that Krishna has given us, that we try to imbibe this quality of being non-judgmental and be ready to see only the good, only what positive thing there is, and just completely ignore the negative and offer the positive in the service of Krishna. That's what is our service. And we can all inspire each other in this path of bhakti. so that we can together progress and gradually come to this stage where we can always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna in our life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If there's any question or any points which you would like to share, please please do share. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Mataji, for coming on the call and giving such a sweet class. Very, very nice class, Mataji. As you have given many examples and takeaways that you are telling that how we have to always engage our mind in thinking about Krishna, and everybody is eligible to take bhakti. Who are we to judge? Who needs to be a devotee or who not to be a devotee? So Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is freely distributing it to everyone. And also you give examples of many demons and also devotees, how they have attained the perfection. So you have said very sweet word about Krishna is very sweet. He always wants devotees to love him or envy him, whatever you would love to, but don't ignore him. That way you are saying. So that we can see that Krishna is following. Even Kamsa was got liberated and Amrish Maharaj and great devotees also got liberated. He gave his love to everyone. That main thing is we have to always think about him. Better as a devotee, always think about him to be a Lord and serve him. Thank you so much, Mataji, for such a sweet class. I have Sukaka Krishna Prabhu raising hand. Mataji, we'll take some questions. Sukaka Krishna Prabhu, please go ahead with your question.
Thank you, Vinita Gandhari Mataji. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Sita Devi Mataji, it was such a wonderful class. I got one point to check. See, we know Krishna, we are hearing about Krishna Katha every day, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. You know, he is great, he is wonderful. But we are not able to remember him. Though we are chanting every day, we are hearing Krishna Katha. Most of the time, it is mostly on the bodily concept. Our son, our grandson, all the things are only on the top of the mind. Though we know for sure that Antakala Chama, we have to remember him. So what you said, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. That spontaneous love, it is there but not there. It is want to love but not able to love. Not able to remember continuously. So it's the only way to remember is to hear Katha 24 hours. To keep on hearing, we'll be remembering him, nothing else, and chanting. But when we go to the business, we go out, there's always a split. It's not there. And then we know that we are not the boss, anything. We are not the boss. We are the Jivar Swarupa Krishna Nitya Das. Theoretically, it's there, but sometimes it overlaps. So when a person is married and newly married, the husband will ask 100 times, what happened? Did you take this? Did you take this? Because he's so much bodily attached. When the child comes, oh, did the child get up? What did he drink? Did he speak? So we are not having that attachment. You do offering in the morning, in the evening, it's like almost like a ritualistic. It's not really love. We are not seeing Krishna standing. We are seeing only the deity standing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. I totally understand that we all are in this situation, actually. And as I said, that the Sangha that we have, that's the most important Sangha that we have. Because that is the only thing. There is no other way. First of all, the Sangha that we are in, which gives us this chanting, that opportunity to chant every morning, this opportunity to try to focus and hear Krishna's holy names in the morning time, that we all are doing that since so many years. That is the greatest gift that Krishna has given us. Don't underestimate. Don't never underestimate. Why? Because that is the only time that we are actually offering our consciousness fully to Krishna. This discussion that we are having right now, you know, this Bhagavatam, reading from Bhagavatam, discussing all these different, you know, these great devotees, these examples, this is what is very, very important. Why? Because we are absorbing that in our life. And then what happens is then we get on with our life. after this is like we start going, we'll go to work, we'll do, you know, we'll take care of our children, we will take care of our wives, you know. But I want to tell you one thing is that don't see all those things as separate from bhakti.
Understand.
You know that.
I always,
very well. In your heart, you
I
know
agree
that
with,
well.
I agree with you that bhakti sangha is you really so good. That,
yeah, bhakti exactly.
Because of that, we are able to always two times, not only Bhagavatam, but Chaitanya Charitamrita, throughout the day it is there. So it is the Golok Vrindavan of Bhuloka, Bhakti Sangha.
Yeah, Bhakti Vinod Thakur said that, na? Je grihete bhajana dekhi, grihete Goloka bhaya. So actually we are all blessed. It's just that we sometimes forget it. It's just that we are not able to see the blessing because it seems very mundane. It seems very mundane, but actually it is not mundane. Even the thing which you just said, oh, we play with our grandchildren, but your grandchild is a devotee of the Lord.
Yes, yes. He has especially
come into your life because he is a Vaishnava and he has been put in the family. So obviously nothing is ordinary. It's just that we think sometimes that it's all ordinary.
Separate.
Yeah, we think that it is separate. That happens. Why? Because you start seeing outside world. Na? We are living in the world and they are doing it like that. So we think, oh, so ours also is like that. No, ours is not the same. Ours, our grandchildren, your grandchildren is a special soul who has been put into that. They may look externally like any other teenager or, you know, sometimes I only forget, you know, I have to remind myself that, no, my children are special because I know that with such intention and prayers, we have brought this soul into our life. So they may not look, you know, or they may look like ordinary children, but they are special. So I have certain duty towards them. Yeah.
But sometimes I feel that I should not even see my child or my grandsons. Everybody is Krishna's Amsha. So we should have the love for everyone and pray for everyone. Compassion, that also comes in the mind, you know.
That is right. That is right what you just said. That is the real, that is the main quality of a Vaishnava. That is the quality which we all should be focusing on. Because otherwise, we are just ritualistic people. Maybe some Brahmana's family, you know, you are born in a Brahmana family. We were all born. We already had that culture. But it is all ritualistic. You know, you have seen your ancestors, right? What is the difference between them and you? What is the difference between them and us? The only one difference is that we have received the mercy of the Lord. Where we have received bhakti. Yes. That is the causeless mercy. So what happens now is that if you don't have this mood that I am going to do this path of bhakti and give this devotion to others, you know. Give this devotion to others. You are now being selected as a medium to give this bhakti to others. So if you start thinking, oh, you are like any ordinary person, all these people around the world who are living around us and living their life, then we are losing out on this great opportunity of giving this bhakti to others.
It's a great opportunity. It's an
unbelievable opportunity. That's why end of this life, you will see that Krishna will definitely fulfill his promise. Because we are trying in this path of bhakti and we are trying to be in the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come with only one intention, and that is to spread this message of bhakti. And we are, luckily, by Krishna's mercy, we are in this, you know, tradition.
Touched by Prabhupada and Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Krishna just 5,000 years back, all are together. We are in the best place. Thanks to Bhakti Sangha.
We are very blessed. So we are very blessed. Thank you so much. Any other
Thank
question?
You, Chita,
there was one question from the chat. Can someone read out the question? Who's asking?
In the chat box, Mataji. Yeah, but that question is not so clear. I don't know if she can speak and tell it. It would be nice. Jyoti Mataji, would you like to speak what you're asking? Because I feel the question is not clear.
Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam, Mataji. My question to you is, I felt that from your teachings, then is it Krishna asking us, or is my understanding correct that we should give Sukriti, we should always think of doing good or trying to give Krishna all the time, or do some work that can add us in Sukriti to their lives, because they may be reluctant at this stage, but at least we could add some Sukriti or give some positive impression so that they would again have, if they have an opportunity or if they fail to face any situation, they could realize and come back. So is my understanding correct?
Yeah, I really like this point, what you said about giving Sukruti, you know, to others. It's a very, very, you know, wonderful point, because as Vaishnavas, you know, or see, we cannot claim to be pure devotees. We are always just in the path of bhakti. Yeah, we are always going to be just sadhakas. And we are in this path of bhakti. And because, as we were discussing with Sukrakar Prabhu, that we are in this beautiful tradition, or we are in this movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Lord Chaitanya's blessing that has been given to us. And that is like, you know, we are just meant to give this Sukriti to others, give that opportunity to others to appreciate Krishna, Krishna's holy names, appreciate devotees, somehow or the other. So that's why it is always said that we need to be, you know, how Prabhupada said, a devotee should be a perfect gentleman. Why? Because how we conduct ourselves in the world is how the world will see, you know, Krishna. You know, you are representing. So it's so important that you be loving, you be kind, you give everyone, you know, opportunity, serve everyone, and then give Sukriti to them, give prasad to them, so that they are able to appreciate. You know, so these are all the opportunity that we all have in our day-to-day life to do that. In our small way, we can do it. You don't have to be a big preacher. We don't have to give big lectures and impress people with our knowledge. We can just be a simple devotee, just being kind to our neighbors, or giving a smile to people while walking. So, you know, you pass somebody and just you smile at somebody, and they will get such a good, favorable experience. They will feel so happy that they'll feel, oh, devotees are so nice. You put a tilak and she's always, you know, you are giving a smile to everyone. You don't know, nowadays people are in so much stress. Just a smile is enough. You know, it's like the most contagious thing. It can make somebody's day. So you just do that. You just give that Sukruti to others by them appreciating you in some way or the other. That way they are, yes, appreciating.
Yes, means we are meant to do this, right? We are getting causeless mercy, and from our causeless mercy, we are meant to give that sort of kindness to other in every possible small acts. Need not to be in big way, right? So this is what expected from us, right?
Yes, exactly. You just got it on the dot.
But Mataji,
yeah.
Yes, Mataji, but say, now this is our, this is what we understand right now. But in our behavior, we also have sometimes we are not, we know that we are supposed to do good. We know that we are supposed to not act like that. We are supposed to hold our anger or say some unfavorable situations which is coming to us. We are conditioned. But what about that moment that we want to do good, but we don't do? So that guilt is also there. So what to do with that guilt? It will never go.
Yeah. So the first thing, one more thing which we need to develop is that understanding our position as we are very, very insignificant. Though Krishna has given us this you know, we are like, as you said, we have this opportunity to, you know, give this bhakti to others just by being nice, being kind. People can get that path, but at the same time, we are not pure. We are not perfect. So the first thing you need to do that is be kind to yourself first. How can you be kind to others when you're not even kind to yourself first? You have to first give that love to your own self and accept that, no, I am not perfect. But I am being used by somebody who is perfect. And being empowered. And I have seen that though we are nothing, sometimes great work can be done through us. Something, one line you may speak to someone, you know, it is something very simple. You may say something, but it can give hope. A person might be just on the brink of giving up because of the stress of this world. But you, because of your mercy that you have received, you may say something and it might transform that person's life. So you may not be great and you have to accept that I am not great. I am nobody. So I am not even perfect. So you may not even behave perfectly sometimes with your own loved ones, or you may get angry sometimes, or you are lusty, you're fearful, all those things will keep happening with us. But we have to love ourselves first. Be gentle and kind to our own self. What does guilt mean? Guilt means you're being very harsh on yourself. So guilt is not good, but understanding that I need to improve and I need to stick to this path so that I can overcome this lower nature, that is a good way to look at it.
Yes, Mataji. Thank you so much.
So be gentle with yourself. And don't allow guilt to bring you back. Because what happens with guilt is it stops you from doing the good work.
Yeah, the force is very powerful.
Yeah, then the focus becomes you. Then the focus is not Krishna or you know, serving others.
Yes, it's true, Mataji.
So Thank you, Mataji. Focus on that we need to just serve. We are not perfect, but we are being given this opportunity. So nobody is perfect in this world. Who is perfect? Nobody is perfect. So don't be guilty and don't make other people guilty. That's the main thing. Among devotees, this is what I want to share, that people make other devotees feel guilty, which is not right. Everybody is in their own different path, you know. So we have to just be able to see the good. Thank you.
Yes, Mataji. I like that point where you said, mentioned that remember that we are used by a perfect person, so need not to carry with them. Eternally grateful to you, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Jyoti Mataji. Prahlad Ananda Prabhu, you raised your hand, but it went low again. Do you want to speak?
Thank you very much, Mataji. I just wanted to add a little reflection about this slok for Srimad Bhagavatam today. Naraji is stressing, first of all, Dhanvat Pranam to all Vaishnavas and Mataji for an excellent course. Naraji is telling us that yena kena upayena kena pyugvayena mana krishna nivase. So I'm just giving my reflection that what do I do in order to fix my mind on Lord Krishna all the time. This is all the time is not possible, but what endeavor I do, this is what I wanted to give some info on what I'm practicing. Again, Bhagavan Krishna has repeatedly emphasized putting our mind into Manmara Bhagavad twice, yes, like that. Again, he says in 12.8 that Mayo Mana Adhatsva, my Buddhim Nivase. Nivasasi Mayo Ato Urdhame. Adhatsva in Sanskrit means to conceive. A woman conceives a child. That's called Adhatsva. So we need to let Lord Krishna be born in our mind. right? And what do I do for these? Yena kena upayena, Mana Krishna Niva said. In my house, I have put pictures everywhere. Wherever I walk, I can see Lord Krishna, and I assign one slok to that picture so that I speak that slok. That's how I can put my mind in that slok. I have made a rule that when I go upstairs or come downstairs, I must chant 3 or 4 times Hare Krishna mantra. And I have scheduled so many slokas in my day that during the showering, I have to speak this many slokas. On my shaving, I have to do this. On my brushing, I have like, when I drink water, I must remind myself, rasoham apsukante, raja, patram pushpam phalam. So what I'm saying is that at every stop, we can make some rules. Prabhupada say, mold your life, arrange your life, every step, every moment. Whatever way you can, you know, you can see the sun rising. You can always remember yada aditya gatam tejam. When you are seeing the moon, raso, he says that I am the ausadhi. Like, so all these slokas and everything, yeah, I'm just sharing what practical things. I'm retired now, I'm 70. So I have plenty of time to do this. But even working also, so many opportunities are there for us. But for this, you need to schedule our mind. Schedule man evi manusyam karanam eva buddha moksham. So if we can regulate our mind and train it, you know, bring it back. Bhagavan Krishna also says that mana chanchalam. So bring it back every time, wherever it goes, bring it back. And for this, we need sadhusan. Like we are doing every morning. I have to wake up at 3 to attend 4:20 a.m. our class here in Las Vegas. So this is how, you know, you can schedule your mind and beat it. Beat your mind with your shoes every morning if it goes away from Lord Krishna like that. So some of these things, reflections, which we should try. I'm just saying what I am doing. And I only, you know, admit this, that I am not perfect at this. But, you know, we should try. That's what it is. This is a little thing which I wanted to, you know, express share here. Thank you very much, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Praladanand Prabhu. Thank you so much for sharing.
Very well.
It's perfect. Whatever you shared is so amazing. Very inspiring.
Thank you, Praladanand Prabhuji, for your realizations. We hope one day we will also schedule our day like as your day is. You are a great inspiration for all of us, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your association and for your blessings, for being on the call and, you know, every day giving your realizations. It means a lot for all of us. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat Pranam, Prabhuji. So, Mataji, do you have time for more? Because Sukaka Krishna Prabhu raised his hand again. It's okay.
I have time. Thank you so much for this opportunity to meet all of you. And I'm really looking forward to this opportunity. If anyways, we could all, you know, I could share this time with all of you again. I would be very happy to do this service. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Yes, Sukaka Prabhu.
Mataji, is it Tamil or Kannada, Telugu, your which language?
Telugu married to Tamil.
Emendi Bhaga Unara Sita Garu, Sita Mata Garu.
Okay. Yes. I'm Telugu. Yeah, and
Tamil Tariyum. See, so what I'm trying. Yeah, Mataji. So what I'm telling you, like Praladananda Prabhu, what I am trying, I'm now 65-year-old, always trying to chant. Because that is the only thing I can remember. Other things I may forget. To make the subconscious mind to chant always. Whether I am talking or something, but that there was a Raghunath Maharaj disciple, Vrindavan Chandra Prabhu. He said, you should chant inside. Even if I am hearing also, I should chant. Because I don't know which moment I am going to die. I don't know when I will die. Whether I am going, calling, heart attack, upar, niche. So if the subconscious mind starts chanting, then like Prahlad Maharaj, anyone doing anything, nothing will happen. Because I just wanted to check my grandson, 4-year-old. I told that I'm having some heart problem. So he brought that Prabhupada chanting. Tata, listen to this. It'll be okay. Half an hour I chanted after he came. Are you okay, Tata? Yeah, I'm better. Thank you. No, I kept it because Prabhupada will save you, but in case you die also, you are chanting, you will go back to Krishna, you are hearing chanting. So,
oh my God, Branson is a realized soul.
He's Dhruva. He's just 4 year old. So I am not trying to become proud of that. I'm just sharing. You should not think that.
So clear. His philosophy is so clear.
Yeah, he said he isn't brought the amazing message and said, whether you're alive or dead, it should be with Prabhupada.
Unbelievable. That's why I'm trying to tell you, they are not ordinary. It's completely mind-boggling, you know, that if you and me, would we have thought like that? You know,
never.
Yeah, we can't go and tell our grandparents this because we are not that level. But these kids are of that. They are spiritually much beyond us. They are much
elder
higher.
Elder grandson, Rishabh, he's 10-year-old. His friend just killed one ant. It's only ant, no? You know what will happen? What? You will become ant and that ant will become you and kill you. Really? What should they do? Chant now. He did one round chanting. Then he said, in your house, you may be killing so many and knowingly and unknowingly. What should you do? Chant 4 rounds. That they are doing 4 rounds. Children are very advanced in the small age also. Anyway, sorry, I'm wasting your time. I just wanted to share because this is what we are trying our best, Mataji. Rumba rumba santoshim. Dhanyavadam.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. There's someone else. I wanted to. Is this Vinit Prabhu?
Vinita Gandharva Mataji.
I don't know, Mataji. It says Zoom user.
803604. Number is there.
Oh, the video you're asking, Mataji?
Video, Mataji. Yeah.
I don't know.
Dhanashree.
Mataji. 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 Mataji.
Mataji. Mataji. Mataji. Mataji. Mataji. Mataji. Mataji. Mataji.
Mataji. Mataji. Mataji.
Mataji. Mataji. Mataji. Mataji. Mataji. Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji. I just heard Pralanadam Prabhuji telling about his way of chanting or disciplining himself to go towards Krishna. Sometimes I feel that Krishna himself gives you different experiences or ways, or he shows you ways to do it very simply, you know, like for instance, I have seen, sitting in a bus traveling from Bombay to Pune, I have seen people going to Pandharpur during the Ashadi Ekadashi time, where very poor people who are not educated, cannot read and write, I have a tulsi plant on their head and just chant Vithal, 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 you know, and that also takes them to Krishna. So, that is also a very nice way to find small things. You can find Krishna in small things. This is what I have been doing. Like I make a sabzi, I just tell him, you know, I'm making this for you, so make sure you hold my hand. Or I'm going to the bazaar, you hold my hand. And, you know, like these are very simple things also which you can inculcate in your life to go as close as possible. Of course, listening to Bhagavatam is like how they call it in Marathi. It's called Vangmai Murti, means a deity in literature. You know, so I have a feeling that if we practice these small things, definitely one day we will reach where Pralanand Prabhuji is. But till then, this should suffice, is what I feel.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing, Dhanashree. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
As you said, one drop only makes the ocean. So it's like me.
Yes, that's exactly what I was getting to, you know, like, because we are still very, no matter how many times you read the Bhagavad or read the Bhagavad Gita, we are still uneducated. you know, we still need a lot of discipline, lot of education, lot of a stick in the hand to make our mind so focused. Because we have so many things on our mind most of the day. So if we just bring all those things only in the form of Krishna, like you're reading a book, you're reading Krishna, you're wearing a t-shirt, you're wearing Krishna, you're combing your hair, you're holding Krishna's flute as your comb. So these small things, if you just change them into Krishna, this becomes very easy, is what I have found. I hope I'm not wrong, but this is what I do.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Professor Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Hare Krishna Mataji.
Who's speaking? Shyama Gauri. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I'm here because of Shyama Gauri's mercy on me. Thank you, Shyama Gauri. I was so inspired. I stayed only one day to a house and I was like completely inspired by your wonderful service that you're doing, bringing so many devotees together every day.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada Mataji. Nothing is mine. I get inspired by devotees like you. You came all the way from India just to give us association here in USA. Thank you so much, Mataji. And thank you so much for coming on the call, giving your very wonderful class, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Is there anybody who would like to speak? Harita Mataji, you're keeping unmuting yourself. Do you want to speak? Okay, I saw her unmuting a couple of times. Okay, maybe by mistake. If there are no more realizations and questions, we can end the call here. Once again, thank you, Mataji. We look forward for your association again and again. I would like to offer my obeisances to you and all the Vaishnavas assembled on the call. Vancha Kalpata Rubya Sikrupa Sindhu Deva Japatyanam Pavanebhyo
Vaishnavendhu
Koti Vaishnavendhiki Jai Srila
Jai
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 Jai Sita Devi Mataji Ki Jai
Jai Gauranga
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 Jai Shri Radhesha Sabko Mera
Govardhan
Lal Ki Jai Ho.
Thank you Mataji.
Thank you everybody.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna Sita Mataji. Hare Krishna Lalita Mataji Dinabandhu Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Lalita Mataji. Hare Krishna Sita Mataji. Lord.